Episode 3, Strictly Come Dancing with Medieval Bruce Forsyth.
Hello and welcome to Strictly Come Dancing. And it's nice to see you, Ah, you f***ing audience. Moving on. Right, now on tonight's programme, 10 celebrities and their partners will all do various dances. From the tango, to the waltz, to the cha-cha-cha and the foxtrot. Now we've just seen Liam Gallagher dance with his partner Flavia. Let's see what the judges had to say about his dancing. We'll start with our head judge Len. So what did you think of Liam's performance?
You know, you came out, you tried your hardest, I thought you danced very well. Good effort, son.
Alright, we've heard enough of you. Don't say another word. Now let's hear from Craig.
I thought your dancing was dull, out of place and pathetic.
Thank you, Craig. Now let's hear from Bruno and see what he's got to say.
Wow, Liam, you danced with passion. You put your soul and force into it. You really put the heart and soul and passion up that plateau. It's with the piano, with the piano,
Oh, God. Bruno's overheated again. I'm afraid we're going to have to be without one of our judges for the rest of the programme. Maybe we can get him restored by next Saturday. Now it's time to see our next celebrity dances.
Okay, Liam, tell us how you felt about that last dance.
Yeah, you know, I've just got to follow the advice of the judges, keep my feet in the right position, have my hands straight where I need them. But I tell you, I'm mad for it. I'm absolutely mad for it.
It's time for your favourite TV dinosaur!
Hello, kids! I'm Barney, and I'm a loser dressed up in a costume, for which I get paid below minimum wage! Now, kids, I've got a new song for you! Forget all this education I'm gonna sing to you what really matters in life! Here we go! Sing along with me! 1 + 1, 2 + 2, I don't have a f***ing clue. Ecstasy, marijuana, cannabis and weed. Smoking drugs is all you need.
And cut.
Hey, if I can't get this dinosaur suit off now, I'm gonna lose my head. And give me back my cigarettes.
Hey, Barney, we haven't finished filming yet.
I have.
Cut off.
Hey, kids, Santa Claus is not real.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Hello, and welcome to The X Factor. And today, the auditions are taking place in a cathedral. Inside, the excitement is building for the many hopefuls who prepare to sing for our judges, who only do the X Factor to get loads and loads of this. Let's go to our first hopeful.
Hi, Simon.
Good afternoon, sir. And what's your name?
I'm Marmaduke, and I think I've got the X Factor to go all the way this year.
And what song are you going to sing for us?
I'm singing Robbie Williams by Angels.
Okay, when you're ready.
That was pathetic. I mean, it was absolutely hideous. Marmaduke, we wanted to hear your audition, not your autobiography. I mean, that noise in the background, it sounded like your grandma was singing with you.
Oh, come on, Si, I was only trying to...
Don't call me Si again, or I'll be forced to cut off your foot. The fact is, you suck. Now get out of my audition room.
Wait, Simon, I don't agree with you.
That's because you're Irish.
Come on, Simon. There's no need to be homophobic. Listen, Marmaduke. I don't care what he said. I liked it. I really felt the passion and heart in it. I loved it so much. I just can't come to terms with it. I mean, it was amazing. I can't say anymore. It was just incredible. I can't stop crying. I can't control myself. I don't know what's come over me, but it was just so beautiful. It was incredible. I'm being over emotional, which sums up the X Factor. Oh.
Okay, I've had enough of this. Get security.
Okay, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for tonight. So for me, David Dimbleby, and the rest of the panel, thank you and good morning.
Now it's time for Question Time Extra.
Hello, I'm Jason Lee Collins. I'm here. I'm from Bristol. I've got a long beard. I'm an utter nutter. And I'm presenting Question Time Extra. 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 On tonight's programme, we've got a lot of happy fans and supporters of this great show. I'm going to speak to one of them now. Tell me your name.
Hi.
And what do you think of the programme?
Oh, David Dimbleby, so sexy. Oh, I want to give them sex with him. Woohoo!
Thank you. What an opinion. She is a great lady. Now let's go over to this guy. Tell us your name, what you thought of the programme.
Yes, my name's Christopher. I thought it was absolutely fantastic and sensational. And I wish I could kiss and snuff David Dimbleby. Oh, he rocks my world.
This guy gave me the creeps, but I still like him. God, I'm loving it so much that I feel I could just right now sing the Question Time theme. So here it goes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that great? I thought it was freaking awesome. Yeah, thank you all for your applause and appreciation. We'll be back after the commercial break, and we'll have more reaction to the last episode of Question Time here on Question Time Extra.
And this is my mother's funeral next week to watch this show, Justin.
Good one. If I was watching myself, I'd do the same thing too. Woohoo!
Now it's time for some quality TV.
Oh, I'm Johnny Vegas. And I'm a comedian from St. Helens, apparently. Now, I went to this toilet the other day and left my cocaine in here. But I think there's still a good chance that no one's nicked it. Oh, this f***ing technology. Why can't I just open the door? Forget the coin crap. I've lost my cocaine. Have you? Cheeky monkey. Right, I'm gonna see if it flushes itself up. I'm a cheeky monkey. No, what if I try it on the toilet paper? Cheeky monkey! Wait, I'm gonna see if it's in the sink. Cheeky monkey! No, it's just there. Cheeky monkey! Now who the fuck would be calling me this time? Let's see, hello? I've got an offer from Hollywood to be the starring man in the latest blockbuster. Oh, I've lost my cocaine. That's more important. And I'm a cheeky monkey. Oh, I've had enough. I don't think I'm gonna find it. I'm getting hick out of here. And you know, I forgot to tell you, I'm a cheeky monkey.
Hello, I'm Archbishop Ray Williams, and I'm searching through channels on my television set, trying to find an appropriate TV program to satisfy my requirements. Songs of Praise. That's boring. Something better, please. A boxing match. That's not violent enough for me. A documentary on volcanoes. I'd rather be a Jew. Okay, I've had enough of this. Let's now try BBC One, and he better impress me. Oh, Dale Winton, one of my heroes. I'm going to watch this because I'm so enthusiastic because I love this. Go on, beat the walls, you.
Celebrity Sketchbook. Lords of the Ring.
You can terrorize us all you want, Dark Wizard, but you shall never possess the ring.
I have all the forces of Mord at my disposal. How then will you, Gandalf, say that I shall never have the ring?
Because I traded it for 2 VIP tickets to see the Spice Girls on their world tour.
That sounds so exciting. Please, may I be your accompaniment to it?
As it happens, Dark Wizard, I was going to invite you to it anyway.
Well, that is fantastic. I've always been a big fan of them.
They turned me on as well.
Tell me, Gandalf, when is the event?
Dark Wizard, it is at Gondor Square Gardens, a week on Wednesday.
Well, I think we better book our flight soon, or the seats might be sold out.
Fine, but I don't want to fly on an eagle again.
I'm so happy we got rid of that blasted ring.
You said it.
So, get everything Frodo will find a wife to marry.
Who cares? I just want to marry all five of those beauties on stage.
Ah, what an amazing night, Saruman.
Indeed. So, Gandalf, are you coming round to my tower next week? That, without doubt, was the best night of my life.
I think we should go and see Backstreet Boys next time.
The Lords of the Ring was an Axe production. That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook. Original sketches and idents are by Adventures in Audio and Axe Productions.